on, guys. Good morning. You, the listener, are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And you're listening to Vancouver, right?
Good morning.
Your morning show every Thursday, 8 to 9 a.m. with myself, Alex Biron.
And myself, Simon Armstrong.
Myself. And these headphones, you know what? I'm not wearing the headphones today.
Yeah, you're not. Okay.
Because
they trip you out a little bit.
I see what people, a lot of people use these headphones.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of boogers on them. So.
Well, it makes my life easier. Because now you're not hearing any phantom buzzing or strange noises that don't exist
in reality. I'll just assume it all sounds good.
Yeah. And, you're assuming correctly.
Yeah, you're going to be hanging out with us. We're going to be talking about things and playing some music.
What did they just hear? Do you remember?
You just heard Mercy by Young Empires. Toronto band.
Oh, everybody likes Toronto.
Not as much as Vancouver, though.
What's going on with you today?
With me? This is the hardest morning so far to get up.
Me too.
It was not fun.
I was in a deep, deep sleep. So deep. And it was one of those wake-ups where my alarm slowly gets louder. You know, to progressively, like, nicely wake you up.
Right.
It was the loudest volume when I woke up. And I was sleep searching for it, like, under my bed, where it wasn't at all, right? It was clearly somewhere else. Yeah, I'm just like, digging under my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was insane. What were you dreaming about?
I forgot we were doing this show last night.
Oh, that's good.
I had
two
weird shows.
Yeah.
Very poorly attended Yuck Yucks.
Okay.
And then a comedy du soleil on the drive where... there was a very drunk woman that kind of looked like the monster from Mulholland Drive, if anyone's seen that.
Yeah.
Just yelling and being unruly. But she was never actually removed. She just basically ruined the show. And then after, I was like, I need a drink.
Why wasn't she removed?
Because it's not a comedy club where if you heckle, you know, they have to have a standard and they kick you out.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A comedy show at like a bar, you know? So
anyone...
if anyone's there eating food... Yeah. It's a lot of power, really, that you wield if you're at a comedy show.
As an audience member, you mean?
At a non-comedy club. Yeah, there's really not
Would you much... shut up? I'm eating my cheeseburger, pal.
But she wasn't... she was a very skilled heckler because...
Yeah.
She... you couldn't talk back. And the things she was making...
That was like six words. You spoke with three voices there. Good for you.
I had a bit of a stroke there.
Oh, vertation, yeah.
The things she was saying didn't make sense, so you'd start a joke like... So anyway, I was going to the bathroom today, and she'd go, not even if it wasn't an even. And you'd go, what?
She was having strokes too, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's contagious. So then after, I needed to do something. And then before I knew it, I was like, oh, yeah, we got a radio show, and I'm in the east side.
What were you doing? You just went out for a little drinky-poo or like a little... a little food.
I was listening to some live blues.
Oh, that sounds nice. Yeah. Oh, that's such a good evening where you're brooding and it's in a dark room.
Watching men that are really talented.
Yeah.
And
but they're a little too old to get famous now at this point.
I was there. Well, they were still more famous than me. Mm. That's debatable, actually.
Yeah, really? I mean,
it's hard to do self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, it's...
The blues is a hard art form these days, as
it is. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it was nice and had some wings and...
Oh, yeah, I love some... How many wings do you think you could eat?
Oh,
sitting.
Individual wings?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never hit my limit, so...
Really?
As of now, it's infinite.
Okay, what's the most you've eaten up to this point?
The cap?
What's your max up to now?
Probably, like, 30?
30?
30.
Okay. I went on a date one time. I ate, like, four plates of wings in front of her, and I realized, like, I can do this alone, but she was finished her meal, and I...
A salad.
Yeah.
Do you want some of this arugula?
Like, cracking cartilage and bone. I was on my second plate by the time she was finished. Like, I'm just embarrassed, but I couldn't stop.
I had a lady there with me as well, and I was thinking about that, like, the chicken wing.
Yeah.
It's
such a wasteful food.
Wasteful food. It's very messy.
Oh, God.
Not very attractive.
Not at all.
Not very attractive.
You stink. Like, your fingers, like, get infused, like vodka or something, you know? Like, they're infused with hot sauce and barbecue sauce.
It's actually one of the worst things, really, if you think about it, because it's very excessive, not healthy. A lot of chickens have to die for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's messy and unattractive.
I want it to be healthy, though.
And
I really just go, yeah, it's chicken.
I know you do. And it's environmentally unfriendly because you have to use all the napkins and the little wet wipe packet and the bowl. It's just really
a lot of napkins. A lot of trees dying, a lot of chickens.
If you could make one food healthy,
yeah,
and it would be free pass, but just for you.
Okay.
No one else knows it, but every time you eat, say, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It just nourishes your body, and you can eat as much as you want. What would your golden ticket?
There's a host. Bread. Just white bread.
Oh, that's kind of cheating because you're working it into
everything.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. Yeah, I didn't make it.
Every time I eat a hot dog, it's just like, I'm just having a wiener here. It's bad, but, you know, it's not as bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think you win. Unless sugar. Sugar would be a good call.
Oh, sugar.
Because sugar's in carbohydrates.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to call in and let us know,
oh yeah,
you can always call 604-UBC-CITR.
We love hearing from people.
What's the number if they want to hear the digits?
Oh, God, what is it? It's
604-822-2487.
There you go, I think. You know what? Let's not. We do this every time.
It's okay.
I can't see. My eyes are terrible. It's 604-UBC-CITR.
Those little, yeah.
That's easier.
That's easier.
Right?
Everyone has those, unless you're using like no, they always had. Wait, when did they add the alphabet to phones?
I couldn't. Well, it was 1907. Before. There was a revelation. I don't know. What do you think I know? I have no idea.
Because I was on a show, a CITR show yesterday, and somebody kept calling in, but it wasn't my show. So I was like, let's pick up the phone. They were like, no.
Yeah.
Like, they were really shaken.
Yeah.
But we love phone calls.
I love phone calls.
Yeah.
We got a strange phone call last week, and, you know, I'd love to hear more.
He swore on the...
He did swear.
So please don't swear. But, you know.
Yeah, we can't stop you if you want to, but
please
don't. 604-UBC-CITR. And if you want to contact us other ways, we also have email, which is 604podcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
We love hearing from fans, so send us an email. What was that?
It's nice being here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm feeling good.
It was tough waking up this morning, but as soon as I start thinking like, oh,
about
I'm
going
to do, yeah, about you, I get really excited. I go, yay, I get to spend time with my best friend, Alex.
Oh, yes.
You know, just have a good time. But unfortunately, also, I'm just excited to get out of my apartment because my roommate clearly does not like me. But if you're listening last week, you heard me reading a letter that he wrote me after I was up late one night and keeping him up. And he got in trouble at work the next day. You can actually find that episode on our iTunes, correct?
Yes.
Soon to be.
Soon. It's on the CITR website, and very soon we'll be uploading all of our CITR episodes and all of our uncensored podcasts. So just search our names or...
It's Vancouver, right, ?
On iTunes. So what happened with your...
Okay, well, I actually hadn't seen him for like 3 or 4 days after that
since
happened.
Since the letter. No apology.
No apology.
Couldn't shoot him
I hadn't seen
him.
His phone, he doesn't have a phone.
Doesn't have,
he actually does not have a working phone.
He works in the film industry.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Oh, so he wasn't even able to call in that day and go, I'm going to be late.
No.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, and...
You're a troll.
I know. I'm a terrible person. Anyways, I cornered him. I finally cornered him. And it was good, though, because I had the 3 or 4 days. Actually, it was a really good thing because I managed to just, like, you know, fall on my sword and be like, listen, I'm really sorry. You know, it's all my fault and all this stuff. We had a nice little hug. And it was everything. He was like, oh, man, you know what? I didn't even want to write the letter. It wasn't even that big of a deal. So, but I realized that I actually need 3 or 4 days between any argument. And I feel like I can be an adult about it. In fact, I kind of realized that I need 3 or 4 days between all interactions at all. Like if someone says hello to me, if I have a good 3-4 day buffer.
Right.
I can respond in a good way. But right away, I'm never good on the spot in terms of interactions go.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, every time someone says, hey, how's it going? I'll go, oh, nothing, you know, or you know, that old thing, you know. And if I had to get 3 or 4 days between that, hey, how's it going? I'd come back with a good, solid, good, thank you, how are you?
What you're essentially saying is that you're slow and antisocial.
Yes. No, I have a lot going on in my head. That's what I'm saying. Lots of things
happening,
so it gets confused and, you know. No, but really, I realized that having a bunch of days after an argument is like
essential
because when that first happened, I was so angry.
Of course.
And I was getting so defensive in my head, going like, oh yeah, well, you got a foot bath in the middle of the kitchen that you haven't cleaned up in like a month. They have an empty foot bath. And so, you know, yeah, and that has nothing to do with me keeping them up all night.
You
right?
Clean your feet.
Yeah. Well, we have a working shower in the bathroom. So, yeah, you could try that. But no, none of this.
It's a foot bath.
Nobody. They don't use it, but it's there. Oh, and so, yeah, it's annoying.
But you know what he would have gone? That was a gift from my aunt right before she passed away. And you have
to.
Yeah,
just... But it also has nothing to do with me being loud.
But here's the thing. I'm the opposite.
Okay.
I'm no better. Okay. I am. I got to get on it right away. We're lying in bed at night. Uh-huh. All she wants to do is go to sleep. Uh-huh. Nope. We're solving this argument now.
Really? You're one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You're pushing it.
No one sleeps.
Yeah.
Till I get. But yeah. But here's the other thing I realized is that I'm the easiest fix in the world.
Okay.
All I need, like, is just some in like relationships.
Yeah.
If they just give me an inch of like. You know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll completely fold.
Yeah. But, really?
Yeah.
So you're keeping them up late, and then they just finally get so annoyed that they go, okay, yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
You're right. It's fine.
And they're up. They're still angry. Like, yeah. You've ruined their night, really.
I mean, so I'm really selfish. Oh, and, okay. Man, we really stink.
Yeah.
If there's one thing this show has taught us, it's
we're
that
terrible.
We really deserve everything we have.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is nothing.
Yeah, well. We have this great radio show that we're doing.
Right.
This is going great. I don't know. You think we have time for another bit, or should we go into a break? What do you want to do?
What's going on in the entertainment world?
Entertainment? Oh, well, that's a good transition, because we actually have a guest in here today. It's our friend.
Hey, man. Yeah, you get on mic. Just over there.
This is how you do it over here. Hello. I just wanted to read a little.
Hey, actually, we have a call.
We got a caller calling in. All right, I've never done this before.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, who's this?
This is Cameron.
Hey, Cameron, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. My friend Alex there told me to call in today and talk to you a little bit to you about a project I'm doing.
All right, bud. I got to put on my headphones here because I didn't realize stupidly that I wouldn't. Anyway, okay, where do I plug these in, Simon?
Oh my goodness! Yeah. So go ahead and tell us what's your product.
I'm doing a documentary about quitting drinking. So basically, I'm a raging alcoholic, and I'm going to live sober for an entire year while documenting binge drinking culture by going to all the party temptations completely sober.
Okay, and what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, basically, I want to see, A, if I have any self-control, because I probably don't.
Okay.
And B, what has driven us as a culture to get to this point where we are?
Do you think that it's going to be, it's just an excuse for you to go and drink, though, some more? Because you know you're not going to have any control, right?
Oh, I mean, I already drink every day.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm in the bar every day. It happens already.
Do you ever get this where you're sitting at the bar and the bartender... I was doing this the other day, actually, where I was sitting at the bar and the bartender went, hey, Simon, you're a drinking machine. And I just went, okay. And I was kind of proud of it. And so I had like four more beers after that.
Did you ever get a lot, right?
You ever get complimented? Yeah. And you're kind of like, oh, don't compliment me on this. It's very embarrassing. And it's not something that I'm proud of.
Yeah, sometimes it goes farther than that, where you're like, you get so drunk, you get way too proud of it. And then you like challenge other people to drink off.
Oh, really? So random strangers, or?
Oh, yeah. The city is filled with Irish people that will take you on any day of the week.
And they're shameless, right? They just want to take you on.
Oh, yeah, and they want to beat you.
And you kind of want to beat them, right?
Exactly.
So
you can't go into a challenge to lose.
When does the experiment begin?
Well, there's one last binge drink on New Year's Eve, and then I'm going to start on January 1st.
Okay. One last binge drink. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta get one good one in before you quit for a year, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, that always works. That just always having works. One last chase of the dragon, and then he goes, "Hey, woohoo, we've had fun. I'm gonna fly away." By the way, I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't need to bring that up because nobody knew that you were. Look, anyways.
We all assumed you were super professional, Alex.
Well, you should never assume.
You know
what?
You're an alcoholic, so at least I'm clean.
All right, that was weird.
That was a low blow.
That was a very low blow.
Yeah.
Hey, I managed to get up before 9 to make this phone call.
You're functional.
So do you, are you? Have you set up any social media for this or anything that where people can go to find out more?
Well, not quite yet. We have an email. It's goingsobermovie@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can email me there if you have any suggestions on how to quit drinking, because I'm going to try AA, hypnosis, all the fun things that people send me, and I'm going to document all of them and see how they work for me. From there, we're going to create an email list and send out all the social media and, you know, just explore the world. You can watch me live, because I'll still be doing comedy all around the city.
Okay. Where at?
Probably like a bagel shop or the Astoria.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Of course, you wouldn't have specific plugs, but that's okay.
Well, I mean,
it's your career.
It's January, and I'm an alcoholic. You think I plan that far ahead?
Well, okay.
He doesn't know what month it is.
December, but
this
yeah.
is a good sign.
No, that's okay. I feel you. That sounds cool. That sounds really interesting. But yeah.
Well, we've got our entertainment guy waiting to.
Well, we actually have to go to break, but.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into that when we get back, but thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling, Cameron.
Yeah, no problem.
Good morning, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still-publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country. Pick up your free copy of Discorder today or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Never become a mind. Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
All right, guys, we're back. You were listening to Amazon, their song Kelly. They are from Sweden. And we got cut off from that great phone call, but we are here with, I don't exactly know why he's here.
Hey, I just wanted to, my name's, sorry, let me get situated here. I'm a little bit nervous. Haven't been on air in a long time, but.
You were working before at Courtney's The Eagle, right?
No, I had a short stint there as an intern, but I got fired for lewd behavior. But let's not get into that. I worked for the Mudhole.
That's Penticton, right?
Yeah, that's out there in Penticton. I love Penticton. They booted me after a short term, but I'm a big fan of Penticton, the Mudhole.
All right, well, this guy's a union, so I do have to have him here, and it's
I wanted to try out for your guys' show. I've been listening for a long time. Long-time listener, first-time visitor, so to speak.
Right, because people usually say caller.
So. They do say that a lot. Never took a call personally. Wasn't on air long enough, but I love the radio industry. I wanted to do a little entertainment news for you.
All right, Eddie.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence revealed that she once had a secret crush on late-night host Seth Meyers. You know, funny story, my wife one time wanted to crush my head, she told me. I asked her how. She just winked at me. She said, you know.
Your ex-wife, right?
Oh, no, I'm still happily married. She doesn't talk to me. But her Jennifer Lawrence's date plans were torpedoed when she found out she had a fiancé. He had a fiancé, excuse me. The Hunger Games star hosted Saturday Night Live a few years ago, and Myers was still a writer on the series and wanted to ask him out on a date. Funny story, when I was a young boy, I asked out a local pharmacist at the drugstore. She was an older woman, about 56, and had a mole on her nose. Some called it a wart. But I call it a mole. It was a beauty mark. Sorry if I stutter a little bit. I've been up all night doing illicit substances.
We actually can't say that.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been.
Okay.
All right.
You're actually not allowed to have drinks in here either? That's one of those Coke bottles that looks like a Coke bottle but actually is a beer can. It's very obvious. The bottom's actually ripped away.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Well, I need to keep the bottle for the deposit money, so pardon me. I actually spent all night under the Portman Bridge with a friend of mine named Old Greasy Harry. He's trying to marry me, but I've told him a number of times I do have a wife, despite the fact that she doesn't talk to me. Anyways, back to entertainment news. Appearing on her one-time crushes show this week, the Oscar winner said, I had a really big crush on you, and so I had this whole plan all week. I was like, he's going to ask me out. He's totally going to ask me out. Mm. Then later in the week.
I really, really. Eddie?
Yeah, what's up? I'm Eddie the Whip. Whoosh, Baxter.
All right.
What's the matter?
Could you maybe, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe you just watch us for a bit.
Okay.
We call it a shadow session.
I'll go sit over there.
All right. And we'll bring Simon back. And maybe, I don't know, have a drink.
All right, that was bizarre. I'm sorry about that. He met me the other day at BCIT and told me he heard the show and wanted to be on it. I thought he was just doing that voice to, I don't know, try out or something. But apparently, he does it all the time.
He's not wearing shoes.
His feet look to be frostbitten as well. I think he considers those to be shoes. I don't.
They are my shoes.
All right, thank you. Please don't yell. It's very inappropriate. I thought you worked in radio.
Love the radio industry.
Okay, I just told you not to talk, okay? Anyways, we can move on from that.
That's fine, yeah.
I actually had another follow-up story from last week. We talked about the Trump building and how everyone's upset. I mean, for good reason. He's a terrible racist and a bigot and a goon.
He's not a great guy.
He's a terrible guy with gross hair. I think that's the worst part.
Do you ever wonder about, like, what does Donald Trump's dream about?
Donald
when
Trump's.
He's asleep.
You're like a toddler saying, what does Donald Trump stream about?
What's in the sleepy brain?
I don't know. That's a good question. His yacht? His mega yacht?
No, but that's all the id, the ego, right? This is deep stuff. That's when all that stuff drips away.
It probably has weird memories from college, you know, just being getting swirlies. And
it's like the end of Inception. It's like a little his dad's flower in a... in a safe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Donald, I hate you.
You know, his dad left him and his brothers and sisters like $250 million and they all split it. And like that was one of the main reasons Donald Trump got pulled out of bankruptcy is because of the inheritance that he got.
Well,
just a weird Wikipedia tidbit I read. Might not be true, but that's okay. Anyways, Gregor Robertson has joined the fight against the Trump building and getting the name removed here. He wrote him a letter that is public, so I read the letter, and I felt like...
I love those public letters.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a letter, but I want everyone to know.
Well, that's the thing, is I think it's just political positioning for Gregor Robertson.
Like, hey, Gregor, you should probably do a public letter. We'll write it for you, and then you just...
There's no downside to you writing this at all. There's no downside.
It's really win-win.
I mean... actually, today I believe Gregor Robertson and Trudeau are meeting at City Hall here in Vancouver. If he brought it up there, I would probably change my opinion and say okay. But I mean,
right.
I mean, just to spoil per se a meeting with the Prime Minister like that would mean he's actually committed to this. But I read the letter he wrote, and there was no consequences laid out. It was just for them keeping the name. I mean, it was just, hey, Donald Trump's not a good guy. I've seen the petition. A lot of people don't like his name, and I agree with them.
Right, that,
that's it. And there was no,
yeah.
If you don't take it off, we're going to do something. I mean, you can't do anything, right?
No, but if...
It's fascism
either do
if he did,
either
but,
do nothing or say,
yeah,
I guess that's a good... But surely there's something. Like, you won't have any of my support as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do everything within my legal means.
Right.
Because I, you know...
Yeah, sure,
either
sure.
do that or
that's a good
don't
point.
Say anything.
Yeah, I mean... it's funny though because I don't have anything to do with the Trump Tower. Like I don't
really. That's a big surprise.
I've never been. Yeah. I don't think I've ever set foot in one of those skyscrapers downtown, like the Wall Center and all that stuff. I don't think I've ever been in any of them. Have you?
Well, you'd be escorted out by security.
Quickly.
There's no homeless.
Very quickly. Yeah. No homeless. Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like his name being on the skyscraper has as much effect on my life as his name being on like I don't know. Like a pack of veggie dogs or something. Like I don't eat veggie dogs, so it doesn't affect me. If I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but people love. I mean, it means something. Having it stands for something.
People say it's polluting the skyline, right? Like
right.
they have to be reminded of bigotry every time they see that.
Oh,
that giant. And maybe so.
I have to every time I drive by.
And I mean, I'm not. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying that you should do this. It would be illegal, but I mean, seems like a great place to spray paint a penis.
I feel like
I mean, you shouldn't go do that, but it's the tallest building in
right.
Vancouver. I mean, seems like you shouldn't do that, though. Obviously,
right. No, we're definitely not
saying condoning that.
That somebody with like parkour skills,
on
the first available opportunity should go and vandalize the Trump Tower. We're definitely
not saying that.
Definitely not endorsing
no.
that.
I mean, his name is also only at street level. I looked up I could be wrong, but I looked up pictures and tried to find out if his name was actually on the top of the building. It's not. It's because he only owns the first 14 floors for, I think, a hotel or I can't exactly remember, maybe suites. Yeah, but his name is at street level, like Trump. So, I mean, you don't even need parkour skills to go spray paint that. But you shouldn't. But you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do that.
You know, it's funny how, like, sorry if I'm bursting your little bubble here.
Yeah, burst.
But I feel like if you have a problem with the fact that Trump is a bad, bad man and he has his name on a building, I feel that maybe, just maybe, a lot of the moguls that own skyscrapers are greedy, awful people.
You think?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The billionaires who own the skyscrapers aren't good people. I've heard that all, like, to be a successful businessman, you need a lot of the same qualities as a sociopath. You know, you need...
Sure.
The bottom line to be your biggest concern and not
right.
people's livelihoods.
It's everything.
How could you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, let's get rid of all skyscrapers, you know, and all businessmen and see what happens.
It's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen. Trump's name is going to stay on that. It's going to be a very successful business, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well,
I hope it isn't. Like, I'm not condoning his.
They do
anything.
Have a pool club.
That's true.
I've mentioned before that I do fancy a good.
We would be escorted
club.
Out of there.
You don't
very
get to.
Quickly.
Yeah, I'm too pale.
Yes.
And my hair is falling out. It'd be in the pool.
Your visa needs a certain, you know, there's a minimum limit, like, yeah. of, you know, 50 grand, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, or something.
I'd pee in the pool.
You absolutely, they would know. This guy's a pool peeler. Peeler. All right.
No, but I feel like if I went, I feel like a pool party, like a pool club where everyone's
pool
drinking.
Club. Yeah.
When you're drinking, you pee in your pants way easier. Like a little bit yeah. of pee comes out.
Yeah.
Or there's like pre-cum.
I'd be showing
you're grinding
it off.
With it. Like, it's actually a really disgusting. I'm really bursting a lot of bubbles today.
Yeah. I would be showing it off. I'd be peeing in the pool from the side of the
yeah.
pool. Like,
I mean, this is just jealousy because I can't get into the pool club.
True. True.
Yeah. Do we have another song to play? Or?
Yeah. We can go to break right now. We'll
be back with some hot fire for you.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Hey, night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink.
Oh, I love that. That is my favorite.
What is that?
Drake Hotline.
What the heck is that?
Hotline Bling Vine. That is The Legend of Zelda.
You want to play that again?
Yeah, can we hear that one more time?
Okay.
And let me just give a little visual if you're not seeing. It's they're like popping in the cartridge into the SNES.
Yeah.
And there's a little Zelda character. Whoever made this, just thank you. Thank you so much for this.
You heard Grimes featuring Aristophanes with Scream, but let's before the break there, but let's
some better
play this
music.
Again.
Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink.
It really works.
I know when that hotline blink.
What? That's so bizarre. Yeah, I love it, though.
It really is.
This song, as much as people love to hate it, it's like so it's everywhere. People love it.
It's something. At the Christmas party?
Yeah.
Linton did this song. He just did
the
a very
people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, why Linton am I going
is,
to this?
They know. We went to a Cinematheque, which is a nice theater. Went to a Christmas party. They had karaoke, and our manager.
You didn't sing.
I didn't. No, I was singing along, though. I sit in the crowd, and I sing, and I love it.
I really would have liked to. I don't. You don't gotta, but you gotta.
No, you really would have liked to sit there and go, look at that. So no.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, look at that. That small child is singing. No. I like to sit in the crowd and drink my $2 beer and sing sing
beers.
Along.
Show me that clip.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. Well, I found this clip of a television station reporting on a bank robbery. So let's listen.
Tyler, just 24 hours ago, this bank in North... What? Oh, that's the robber. this is live TV, folks. That's the robber just went by, according to the bank employees. So
he's freaking out.
I'm going to go here and call 911. I'll talk to you later.
You think he really went and called 911? That was his job that he had to go do?
What was...
He was trying to... You want to hear it again?
Yeah, well, just... I want to hear the manager come out.
Well, it's a little quiet. I apologize for that, but...
4 hours ago, this bank in North... What? Oh, that's the robber.
I don't understand the dynamic here. Like, did he drive by?
I don't know.
Did he run by again?
He's just like, bizarre. I still got the money.
Yeah, he's taunting them.
Let's see here.
This is one of the frumpiest reporters I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, he's got a nice pink shirt and a
pink cheeks.
Boy, are they ever.
Really rosy.
It says an Iowa television station was doing a live update on Minnesota bank robbery when police say the suspect returned to rob it a second time.
Oh.
He was one of those guys.
Yeah.
One of those, like, I'm all right, guys, I got it once. Let's do it again.
Squeezing them for everything he's worth.
Everything. Ugh, that's funny. That's hilarious. I'll post this on the Facebook page for everybody.
Have you seen, speaking of, like, Facebook pages, have you seen that Hope That Helps page? That's blowing up right now.
What is that?
Basically, they make fake customer service accounts, like for Chipotle.
Oh yeah.
You know, people complain on their Facebook page, and then Chipotle Mexican Grill. That's the name, and then it's a picture of Chipotle will respond, so they made one that says Chipotle or the Chipotle Mexican Grill. You know, and it looks like identical. The only difference is it doesn't have that little verification check mark.
Right.
But like the people that complain, the 60-year-old like. You know,
they think it's real. They think this is customer service. Yeah,
absolutely. And they just troll them horribly. It's just great. I love that we're. It's getting harder and harder to complain passive aggressively without somebody that will come in and insult you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read maybe like one or two of these while you load up whatever we.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever we're talking about next.
It's fine.
But like, okay, I'm still loving you, Chipotle. That won't change. Enjoyed my chicken and brown rice bowl with pinto beans, corn lettuce, and light sour cream. Thank you for a great lunch. So someone wrote that, and they're writing that because Chipotle was just there was just like a massive E. coli scare,
right?
So it's just giving them a little and then they write, "You're welcome, Rosa. Let us know when you start getting the runs. Keep us posted. Have a great day."
There's a bunch of those. I think there's like one just called customer service, and it just has like a guy in a tie with thumbs up. Yeah.
Rosa's response to that. Let you know when I get the runs. Is that really what you just said to me, Chipotle? Before lunch, I had no fear of eating there. Now you respond to my compliment by saying, let us know when you get the runs. How does this person not understand that's a joke? That's really great. Now I'm thinking you know something I don't. What I wasn't thinking before lunch, I'm thinking now. This is so great. Oh, man. And then Chipotle writes, I apologize, Rosa. That is an imposter on our page. And then some guy named Jeff writes, you got to admit, that was pretty funny, Chipotle. I love how you can just talk to brands now.
Yeah.
You can never do that in the past.
Well, they want to create a relationship.
Storm.
You know,
it's all about making connections here at Chipotle. No GMOs.
Oh, yeah. Locally sourced beef.
We're really making fun of Eddie's voice a lot
here. I know, he's sitting right there. He's, yeah.
He's still here.
Yeah, he's still here. He's,
no, don't, no, no, that's, I mean, still fine. Just,
okay. He's starting to cry a little bit, I think. It's okay, buddy.
Good.
Yeah, we know you're the whip. Okay, the whip. We get it. Yeah.
He actually brought a little sound effect box, too.
Yeah.
Pretty annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, mud hole. All right, shut up.
Ordered a steak salad online. Picked it up, got home, got the salad without the steak. That's messed up. Little complaint. Chipotle Mexican Grill. Regina, we're only serving salad right now to see if anybody gets E. coli from it.
Oh, we got a call here.
All right.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, is Michael Rubin there yet?
Yeah, Michael Rubin's here.
I'm the one he's interviewing in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, no. No, yeah, you're waiting,
you're
for
gonna
the
have
next
to call
show.
Back in about 15 minutes, let's say.
Oh, okay. Do I call in, or is he calling me?
I don't know. You probably call in again.
Okay. She'll call in. Yeah. Or you can call in. Yeah, yeah.
We'll let him know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, how sad is that?
Nice. That's all right.
Yeah.
We got a. Luckily, Michael is sitting right there, right? Yes. So he's telling us through the glass that what we should do. Perfect. But anyway,
should we plug the next show?
It looks like a community living show. No, it's,
is that what it is? Look at him. Is he giving you a thumbs up?
Oh yeah, it's a community living show.
It's a community living show.
They're on after us every Thursday. So
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Isn't it a little bit annoying too that people don't get steak chunks in their Chipotle, and they go on social media and want to let everybody know? It's kind of like,
yeah, but they let it happen. The company's catered way too much to the needs.
Yeah,
we got it. You know, we're all about providing next level customer service.
Yeah,
if you do that, there's going to be the people that go, well, I've been alone. You know, I live with my cats.
I mean,
so
I'm eating Chipotle.
I'm just going to start complaining.
Yeah. Well. It's like, you ever see those customer shaming pictures that servers will do, where they get like a 1 cent tip,
yeah,
and they post it and get viral. You know, I feel like,
and then people get like death threats.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They start like they lose their job. You know, their manager finds out they don't tip well.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm for that or against it, but it's just like, you're just doing that so people can go, oh, I understand your pain,
your
and
plight.
You're right. Yeah, you're so right.
It is. It probably builds character to have something bad happen to you and go, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it slide.
Yeah,
it doesn't really make you any better. What good habit does it build for you to go and get your apology? Everything. I deserve an apology. I went to Harvey's.
Yeah.
And I ordered the two patty.
No, what happened?
I ordered the two patty,
okay.
And the two patties were stuck together,
oh,
which
no.
is essentially one patty.
That's
and
we're
I,
so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Here, no, this yeah. makes me feel yeah, better. Yeah. I feel better right now.
Oh my god, we're gonna give you a voucher for one free Harvey's next time you go.
Thank
in.
You. Because the way they talk to them, no human ever talks the way a company rep talks.
Yeah,
you're a total. I can't say this on the air. You're a total bad person.
Yeah.
And you say, and then they go, they completely can't. They go, oh, Roseanne, we're so sorry that this minor like thing that may have not even happened the way you're saying. But just, yeah, really nice things. And well, if there's anything, no one is like that. That person is like, just you stupid. And they're typing like.
Well, you should just imagine that everyone you're complaining to is your dad. And then they just be like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
I don't care. So what?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still hungry. Okay, go make yourself some food. Buy some more food.
Yeah, your mom's horny.
Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
There's
put your earmuffs on. Gonna be some noise. All right, we can probably move into the last break here.
That's a little sad to say goodbye.
It is sad. It's so sad, but we'll be right back to finish it up here.
Turn up, looking like a single. Just living creatures of the night. I'm looking only cause I'm human. You're blinding everyone inside. Nothing was the same, nothing, nothing was the same. Looking like you fell from the sky. Numbers in my head, numbers, numbers in my head. Got me acting reckless tonight. You got my number, the big vibe. You're looking for
thoughts in my head, numbers, numbers in my head. Got me acting reckless tonight. You got my number, but make me wait. You make me want it, you better get on it. You got my number, but make me wait. You make me want it, you better get on it.
Welcome back to Vancouverite. That was Dirty Radio with Numbers. Thank you for interrupting me. And
you're welcome.
Not having any confidence in me whatsoever. Really makes me feel good. What's up? What's going on?
I actually I got to hang out with these guys at the Vogue. And okay. By hang out, I mean stand next
you
to them
stood,
as they
yeah.
in the VIP area.
He said, hello, sir.
Yeah.
And he stared.
I'll tell you.
Were they good looking guys?
They were so good looking.
Really?
You yeah.
couldn't stop staring.
There, I really despise a man who has enough hair that his hair can be like a work of art.
Yeah.
Like the guy that can go into a salon and be like, go wild, do something.
I want Calvin and Hobbes on each cheek just to make that happen. Yeah. He's so hairy. You really are jealous of hair a lot of the time. Eh? I mean, you don't have any reason to be. You're not thinning up there.
Face for radio. But you know what? That's fine. Because we're here. We had a fun show.
Yeah, we did. It was a fun show today.
And Stuart didn't come in again.
That's okay.
He was supposed to. Actually, last night I was hanging out with him and I was trying to make sure he would come in.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, because last week he had a lady over. So I was like, if I just hang out with him, I can prevent him from like bedding a lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, and at one point in the night, this is so Stuart, I offered him a piece of gum.
Yeah.
And he thinks about it for a second and then he goes, I'm going to be smoking soon. Isn't that great?
He didn't take the piece and like tuck it behind his ear
or
something? No.
He knows there's going to be a cigarette going in.
Yeah. She's into cigarettes. So I got to smoke a few.
Stuart, come on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
I'm doing a solo show next week. And I was supposed to learn how to use the boards today and I didn't.
Oh, that's good.
So it's going to be an absolute disaster.
That's okay. You can contact the show at 604podcast@gmail.com. Send us anything you want. And we'll be back here, like Alex just said, next week at the same time. He will be alone. And coming up next, it's the Community Living Show. So stay tuned for that.